California, and now he's serving over in Asia. So let's have him come up and give our attention to him, and then when he's finished, we're going to go ahead and pray for him. Okay?
Thanks for this opportunity to share with you about what I've been doing this past semester in East Asia, in China in particular. And thank you for your prayers, partnership with this church financially through the Faith Promise Pledge. Many of you know that I was unable to return to China the first semester because of some health problems, but everything's okay now, thankfully, and I was able to go back this past spring to the Ningxia Teachers University in Guyuan, Ningxia Province, to teach English with my teammate Sherry. So Ningxia is a province in the northwest. It's the smallest province in China. Okay, and then the city where I live is down in the south. It's called Guyuan, and it's officially recognized as the smallest city in China. 50,000 people in the area. The province was founded in 1959 as a special region for the Hui minority people group. The Hui people, they're sometimes also known as the Hat people. They're the largest group of Muslims in China. The city of Guyuan has 54% Hui and 46% Han Chinese. And a small percentage of the faculty, students, staff are Hui. And here's my friend, and he's preparing what I call a Hui hanbaobao. It's a Hui hamburger, which I eat at least once a week. Okay, and then here's my teammate Sherry with her good friend who's a PE teacher and also Hui. This is the newest Muslim mosque that was just completed this last year. This is the teaching building on the new campus. Our classes are on the 5th and 6th floors. We have an office on the 5th floor and also a student library. And our students can borrow English books that include some Christian books and English Chinese Bibles that are printed in China. I teach 160 students oral English, all from the English department, and they're preparing to be junior high school and elementary school English teachers. Only 11 of them are boys, all the rest are girls. And this is my 2 freshman classes. Okay, these are 2 of my sophomore classes, and here's a sophomore class I also taught when they were freshmen. Okay, so I use a lot of different teaching methods, such as cooperative learning, where they work in groups, practice speaking English, and in order to get to know my freshmen better, I had them choose from a list of activities that they could do with me, and they have to speak English, and I give them a grade. And so here you see 2 groups of girls. They chose to make jiaozi in my apartment, and it's one of the few times that my kitchen was being used. Okay, and then 2 other groups chose to go mountain climbing, and on the right you can see a complete overview of the city of Guyuan. And I taught my freshman class how to play baseball at the new stadium. I taught my sophomore classes debate, and here they're debating the topic of the internet. Outside of my classes, I got to know especially the sophomores by inviting them to my apartment to play games, to talk, and also I'd eat with them in the cafeteria. This is one of the end of the year parties, and they're competing in some relay races. This is Mrs. Ma. She's a believer in the house church, and she used to cook and clean for us. She's unable to do that any longer. The house churches are tolerated by the public security of Guyuan, but of course we cannot attend those meetings. And also there are some Hui believers meeting in a house church. And there are some university students. we know of at least there was a Bible study in the dormitory. Some girls were doing that. So, of course, our prayer is that we see lots of student groups meeting. Okay, these are the three sisters you see. Mrs. Ma, Sherry, my teammate, and then Esther is an English teacher in the English department. And she's well known to be a Christian. So we try to keep some distance from her because we don't want her to get into more trouble. And this is the final banquet with the English department leaders. From left to right, you see our Dean, Dean Tian, who is also Hui, then Sherry, myself, the Communist Party Secretary, Mr. Ma, and then the Department Vice Dean, Zhao Xiaohong. Guiyuan, it's a difficult place. There are many spiritual strongholds. You know, as the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, 1 through 9 tells us, the soil is rocky and needs to be broken up. So we plant the seeds of the gospel through our words and deeds. I would use American holidays such as Easter. I write comments in their oral logs for their homework where they have to discuss topics with each other outside of class to get them thinking about spiritual issues. And also I would have the students fill out information cards at the beginning of the year. And then I would ask them to ask two questions. And then I try to answer them at the beginning of class. And of course they'd ask questions like, what is true happiness? Or, what is a real person? You know, how can you do the right thing? So I have opportunities to share a little bit about my faith and spiritual things. So we ask the Lord, this area is a desert, just like a stream in the desert of Ningxia, to provide the true living water that only Jesus provides. And you know, on Sundays when I'm going out, it's just like any other day. You know, the banks are open, all the stores are open, people are just doing their business. You know, they're not going to church. They don't even know Jesus. And so I invite you to join me in prayer. Continue to intercede for the people of Guiyuan. Pray for my students, my colleagues, friends, others in the city to know Jesus. Pray for the spiritual warfare. We've experienced a lot of that this last semester. Pray for my new teammates, Tom and Christy, who will be joining me. Sherry won't be returning. God has called her back to the States for something new. Pray for my continued good health. Pray for Sherry's readjustment back to the United States. Pray for the local believers in the house church there. They have good unity right now. They're seeing, they're doing outreach, and now they're starting to get a vision to reach to the Hui people. And also, pray for my continued financial support, and I praise the Lord that God has provided for me financially this last semester, and just pray for continued financial investment in serving overseas.